Once we showed them these, their performance on these various public health functions, they were able to identify where they are performing well versus performing not so well. And our next step is to help them select one or two areas, not too many, because this is a start. And we don't want to burden them, considering health departments already have a lot of things on their plate at any given point of time. So they will be selecting a few, one or two areas for improvement, and our next step is to develop a plan to, we are not calling it QI yet, because quality improvement means a whole bunch of, a lot more things than what they are willing to do at this point. We are going to help them identify the areas first, which are evident in the reports that we issued them last month, and that they're going to select one or two areas in which we're going to help them identify ways in which they can improve their performance on those areas. So what will these performance standards, once they went through this process and now that they have their baseline performance, and they have a picture of how they are doing on each of these public health functions and the different standards. We are going into the discussion to see what performance standards can do for your agency, for your organization. Yes, we have identified the areas for improvement, but what does this mean to you? What can you make out of it? How can you derive benefit from it? This is where we went into the whole performance management piece, in that we are looking to develop a performance management system for these health departments eventually. And the first step is what we did is the measurement using performance standards. The next step would be the quality improvement process and then reporting of progress. Are you or any of you familiar with this picture? It is the turning point model, which at present, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is the only valid performance management system for public health agents, specifically for public health agencies, developed for public health. Like I said, you can correct.
I question the concept of a valid performance management system.
Okay.
Applying validity to perform things like performance management as you would to population interventions and people's health. I think that sets back the field and stifles innovation.
Did you come to the session yesterday it was at 2:30 in the afternoon, where Scutchfield was saying that we have to remember that none of this is evidence-based. Which is true. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of an evidence do we have? We have anecdotal evidence on some levels, but this is not a thoroughly tested system where we can say that it goes back to, again, validation of, is it really valid?
What this field applies evidence to? Because if you want to make everything evidence-based, when does anybody innovate and change?
Right, there's not.
No,
right. But we have to keep that in mind, because the detractors will argue that this is not evidence-based, which is absolutely correct. This is a performance management system that a lot of agencies use. It's called turning point model. You have the performance measurement, performance standards. You identify relevant standards, you select indicators, goals and targets, you communicate the expectations, and then you measure your performance. And while you're measuring the performance, you refine your indicators to be better, and then develop data systems to collect data towards this performance. And then comes the quality improvement and the reporting of progress. It is it's an ongoing process, and it is cyclical in a way, depending on how you use it, which all these four components are intended to lead towards performance management. So we are helping the Israeli health system. That's our next step, is to take them towards the quality improvement process and then report the progress and see how we can help these health departments benefit from this process. Eventually, it is meant to strengthen their public health system using the performance management. The next step, once we started doing this, the Europeans started being nosy, and they contacted us, the European Public Health Association. I'm actually flying out tomorrow straight to Amsterdam to speak at their conference, which starts tomorrow in Amsterdam. They have become interested in using the public health performance standards in the EU region. And so far, they are struggling with the idea of their schools, the ASFOR, which is their equivalent of our ASPH, the Association of Schools of Public Health in the European region, which is trying to develop competencies based on performance indicators in the field. Because they are thinking, which is a very interesting concept and a great concept, in that they want to develop their competencies for their students based on what the field needs. And if there is something already in place in the field, they want to model their competencies based on, for example, the essential public health functions, because those are the ones that are applied in the field. And EU is a hot mess. They try to pretend that they are hoity-toity and almighty, but actually it is a disaster when you dig deeper into their systems. Many of them, especially the Scandinavian countries and the Western European countries, which surprisingly have very good indicators of health and are constantly rated as having excellent health services. But when you actually look into their systems, they are not advanced. And the reason why it works in there, and this is a pet peeve of mine, whenever I go and they start bantering, saying, oh, your United States system is not going to work here. Well, your system works because you have a very homogeneous population. It is easy to do things when everybody looks the same. We don't have that in the U.S. We don't have that kind of privilege in the U.S. And we are not, just the sheer size of our health system is immense. You can't just say that you're better just because you have a homogeneous population and you have a smaller system and you pay 50% in taxes. So there's no point in arguing there with them. And if I paid 50% in taxes, I would probably have a better system here too over the period of time. Who knows? Each country is at a different level of performance, and what the EU is trying to do is kind of standardize their performance to make it look like the entire European region is actually great in terms of health. So they are interested in applying these. Once they saw that the public health performance standards that are developed in the US for US healthcare system has been pretty successfully adapted to a foreign system, they are showing interest in using this kind of framework towards their agencies in different countries towards improving their performance. So far, we are actually meeting with the Romanians and the Bulgarians on Thursday night. And the European Union Governing Council invited a few of us to their meeting on performance standards on Friday. So we'll see how that goes, how well they will buy our pitch. What they have realized and what we're trying to convince, we have been trying to do it for the past 2 years by doing presentations and meeting with the EU Council on Health, is to understand that, you know, if you improve your performance, it leads to better health outcomes. There is a linkage there. It's a long linkage. It takes time. But if you improve your performance, it leads to better health outcomes. And the way you can improve your performance is actually by understanding how you're performing. And they have a pretty good understanding of their clinical systems, but not so much when it comes to their public health systems. Has any one of you been to their conference in Europe, the European Public Health Association? If you see the type of presentations that happen, almost, I would say 75 to 80% have some kind of a clinical focus to them. There are not many which are public health focus, and the interesting part is that most of the public health practice-based presentations that I see are all based on their minority populations, which are the Roma, almost exclusively the Roma, and the recent migrants from the Arabian countries. But it's interesting, they do have a pretty robust performance assessment of their clinical services, but nothing when it comes, not so much when it comes to their public health. And that's where we are trying to help them understand and convince that you know, this system has actually functioned in a pretty decent way in a foreign country. It has the potential to be adapted to at least some of the European Union countries, if not all. The ultimate goal is to improve your, like they are trying to improve, to make it look like Europe as a continent in itself is a pretty healthy place to live. We are doing a workshop on performance standards on Saturday for the European Public Health Association, and hopefully there is good amount of interest by the way they are inviting us to one of the governing council meetings. It looks like they are going to buy into the pitch so far. And if that takes off, it will be good to see the public, the NPHPSP being adapted to various countries. The way we are trying to pitch this is that it is already an existing system that has proven to be successful for the most part in a system like US, which is pretty diverse, and it's recently being adapted to foreign countries, Israel, and certain parts of the public health. The performance standards have been taken up by India lately, and they are using some of these standards. So other countries are showing interest, and they have been fairly successful in adapting this system to measure their performance and using the performance results to eventually strengthen their systems. So this is an opportunity to see how well the Europeans will receive that. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.